It is our opportunity to affirm once again the baptismal vows that we made when we were baptized. Maybe we were small, maybe we were medium-sized, maybe we were big. It doesn't matter. It's our chance to say, oh yeah, that's what this is about. We went through all of that scripture, beautiful scripture, and again, it's an opportunity. Oh yeah, that's what this is about. The resurrection is at the heart of our faith and life as Christians. Without it, as Paul says, we are among men the most to be pitied. So you, the faithful, have heard the great history of our faith in Holy Scripture, from Abraham to the prophets to the empty tomb. I've always thought Mark's gospel was interesting in that it has this abrupt ending. Now you can always look at your scripture right in front of you there, your Bible, if you have one there. You'll notice that it says most manuscripts end the book of Mark at verse 8. The rest of it that's put in there, it's good tradition, it's not bad. But I believe the story ends in verse 8, and I believe that it's there for a purpose. It's abrupt, just like Mark's gospel in general is abrupt. Now, Mark's gospel is told to the faithful in Rome. Remember, they are enduring the persecution of Nero. They need to be reminded, to be prepared to carry their cross, just as Jesus did. And because of its brevity, every line in Mark is important. And his resurrection account ends like this. The women went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They must have been Episcopalians or something. Mark's editorial comment is directed to those who are listening. Remember, they're listening to his gospel. They're not reading it. They're hearing it. Now, he knows, as do everyone there hearing, that the women did eventually tell Peter and the disciples. But their first reaction, Mark says, was to be afraid, was to keep silent. So here is Mark's message to us. Don't be afraid. Don't be silent, even if it costs you your very life, even if it costs us a very great deal. But that cost is of eternal consequence. I just heard someone this week was talking to him, and he said, I don't fear death because Jesus is on the other side of my last breath. Let that sink in a little bit. Jesus is at the other side of your last breath. How true. And that's the point of the resurrection. Jesus transcends death. He holds the keys, Revelation tells us, of death and the grave. Now we promise in a moment, we remind ourselves that we are to share the good news of God in Christ. Let me just ask you something. What do we have to lose? I need an amen from somebody. What do we have to lose? The resurrection is not bad news. It's not threatening news. It's news that people have to hear. Christ is risen. That was the gospel message of the early disciples. Go through the book of Acts. They don't sit there with the other person and say, okay, let's sit down, let's figure out what the atonement is all about. Let's figure out how we're going to get you to heaven. They say, Jesus has risen from the dead and you need to repent. What do we have to lose? Orthodox priest Father Lawrence Farley talks of his pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and his reflections I resonate with, having been there last summer. I've shared this with some of you before, I think. And Father Lawrence reflects on the three holy sites in the city of Jerusalem. And he reflects on the Dome of the Rock and the Wailing Wall and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Now, I say these things not to disparage the great monotheistic faiths. Chag Pesach. Actually, Chag Pesach. Happy Passover, in case you didn't know what that meant. But first, there's the Dome of the Rock. Now, we didn't go in the Dome of the Rock. You can't go in the Dome of the Rock unless you're Muslim. You just can't. There's certain places in the city that you can't go if you're not a Muslim. And we understand that. They take their stuff very seriously. That's good. Then there's the Wailing Wall. Now, this is a powerful site in many ways because it's what's left of the temple. But just think about what I just said. What's left of the temple? The experience is kind of sad. And if you want to get in to see the Wailing Wall, you got to go like this. Get patted down, go through a metal detector. And you go to remember and to wail. It's called a Wailing Wall. And to cry. Because you remember the landmark of the Jerusalem skyline is a mosque, not the temple. Not the temple. Then there's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Now, when you enter Holy Sepulchre, you are immediately hit with the smell of myrrh. At the entrance, you see what is called the Stone of Anointing, which marks the place where Jesus was laid and Joseph of Arimathea anointed his body. It's not the actual stone, but here's what's a trip about it. It's changed every 300 years, but it just exudes myrrh. Myrrh comes from it. People put their clothes down and it smells like myrrh. It's fascinating. It exudes myrrh on its own. Sarah and I were there on a Friday, and Friday is the holy day for Muslims. And there were just, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was teeming with Muslim women taking pictures of everything. And I just thought, well, that's interesting. That is fascinating. Completely fascinating with their cell phones. But that spoke to something. It spoke to the availability of our faith. No metal detectors. No beating of the breast. Although we cried. No chasing people away. Now, a non-Christian may not be comfortable going to the site of the crucifixion or going to the Anastasis, the tomb, which is all enclosed in the church. But coming in, they can smell the myrrh. And any Jew, any Muslim, any atheist, any agnostic, any Buddhist, any Hindu, any American that wants to look can go into that tomb. My brothers and sisters, what are they going to find? Ain't no Jesus there. If I was African American, I would repeat that a few times. Ain't no Jesus there.
Amen.
You know why? Because Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid to say it. Christ is risen.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Hallelujah.